getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Sales. Where the left wing stands is the pet peeves of the candidates, and where reach of the ten lips exceeds the bandwidth. This self-empowered blogsters and all you apathetic singsters from this downward dogger, newly flowered songbird. I'm gonna use to drive my stretch Humvee through rat fast like an occupied Baghdad. Looking like a pet monkey in a one piece holding a handbag. Now I'm stylizing the armed commune. I'm torture with the TV host holding the reading rolls of a car bomb ruins. Choke on a tapioca ball. I mean, the sun drenched slice Yoda doll. I'm sickly as Pandora's protocol. Admonished, I withstand the office station. Should become counterculture's misanthropic statesmen. Take wives with a chest full of venerable hair. For the vocals on preheat, they have an actual marrow. The work there at the yoga retreat. I'm a wheatgrass fueled rehashed eco-friendly hippie freak. Encased in wax, so aesthetically pleasing.
Says a liberal with a tea leaf on his tongue. The soldiers are pointing their BB guns at children's TB lungs. So we sanction graffiti fun. To slam your finger and a hack into amalgamated algorithms that open cells in crowded prisons. But I gotta go get that, save the world at first.
Engineer, there is a buried sign, athlete engineer, new planetarium.
What
class?
Yeah.
Heroism.
That's me.
Alan Shore.
All season is.
Keep the shirt.
Uh-huh. That's me, girl.
Drum circle up to me.
To reproduce,
we are all coated in a plastic.
To the world famous Elastic Retreat. This is your host, DJ Dead to the World, only on Spirit Plants Radio, which you can find at radio.spiritplants.org. You can find all our wonderful archives, playlists for all our great shows, and a lot more. So turn on, tune in. Don't forget to visit us on the web. Radio.spiritplants.org.
I took a ride with the Green Ranger. Stepped up and showed me lots of things.
Could look before my eye and slice me up like pie.
My right ear always rings. I took a ride with the Green Ranger. Things were not quite as I had thought.
The Nevada City Flyer turned my mouth from ash to wire.
That's the night I nearly lost the plot.
It amplifies the sight.
Watch out, or you might just lose the plot. Who wants to ride with the Green Ranger?
Forgotten how to make daddy proud. Her simulated thoughts.
Single parent
seen in cosmity battles, moss weedy examples of weekend visitation. With greater angels, baby carrots from the interracial crazy marriage, and our little girls on the receiving end of this shitty situation. I know it's not that easy to listen. I'm prepared for a song with a CD skipping them, but I just want to check into the pediatrician. Taking some of my mother's and my father's house, all out the emotional water grouts. There's something you probably haven't thought about, but I love you as well. Still heavily under your cast of spell. Under a cotton candy cloud, and a syndicated son, she has I forgotten how to make daddy proud. Her simulated fun. Under a cotton candy cloud, and a syndicated son.
The third question. All the religions are based on God. Their morality, their commandments, their prayers, their saintliness, everything points towards God. And you say that God is dead. Then what will happen to all these great things that are dependent on the concept of God? All those things that are dependent on the concept of God are books. Hypocrites are created by all those things. Your morality is not real. It is imposed out of fear or out of greed. A true morality arises only in a meditator's consciousness. It is not something imported from the outside. It is something arising in your very being. It is spontaneous. And when morality is spontaneous, it is a joy. It is simply sharing your compassion and love. But all the qualities which are dependent on God will disappear with God's disappearance.
Broadcasting all the way around the frickin' internet at radio.spiritplants.org. So turn on, tune in, and please visit us at our wonderful, vast archive website at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, and more.
Just the very opposite of philosophizing. It is not thinking about things, ideas, but see. With a clarity that comes when you put your mind
at nine, number nine.
When you see through silence, not through magic. Seeing is not thinking. The sun rises there. If you think about it, you miss it. Because while you are thinking about it, you are going away from it. And in thinking, you can move miles away.
Number nine. Number.
And thoughts go faster than anything possible. If you are seeing the sunrise, then one thing has to be certain that you are not thinking about it.
Number nine, number nine, number nine.
Only then you will see it.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Its own color, its own idea, to the reality. It does not allow reality to reach you, it imposes itself upon reality. It is a deviation from you. Hence, no philosopher has ever been able to know the truth. All the philosophers have been thinking about the truth. But thinking about the truth is an impossibility. Either you know it, or you don't. If you know it, there is no need to think about it. If you don't, how can you think about it? A philosopher thinking about truth is just a blind thinking about it. If you you don't think about light, you see it. Seeing is a totally different process. It is a byproduct of meditation.
The Watusi, the twist.
Hence, I would not like my way of life to be ever called a philosophy. Because it has nothing to do with philosophy. You can call it philosophia. The word philo means love. Sophi means wisdom. Knowledge. Love for knowledge. In philosophia, philo means the same love.
and seems to see. Not for knowledge, but for being.
You become naked.
Not for wisdom, but for experience.
Let the wind knock out of you something like
No device against expectation. Only denounce I have learned to respect the color gamma for one reason or another in the insurmountable non-strength of one's own.
And you're afraid to say to your face you stretch the pen and cheat the sleeve.
Thank you.
clamp and then setting them down through the clouds onto empty department store shelves where they sit facing all sorts of violence toward dead wee hour eyes. Yeah.
morning, darling.